Good afternoon. It's Monday afternoon and it's time for the MoneyWeb at Midday Show. I'm Warren Thompson. Remember, this show is being brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business. Wow. So incredible news breaking over the weekend about the source of the Listerosis outbreak, which has directly impacted Tiger Brands, who produce a range of products under the Enterprise brand. And as a precaution, we understand it, products of RCL Food have been recalled too. We'll have more of that in a second. But coming up on the show today, we talk to CEO Zanele Matlala and CFO Kajal Basesa following the announcement of the 2017 results for Marafi Resources, and they were very impressive. After that, we'll be getting some market reaction with Simon Brown from Just One Lap. But our top story today, Tiger Brands has confirmed that it will be recalling brands under its Enterprise Food brand that have been traced as the source of the Listerosis outbreak to its operations at its Polokwane facility. We've got in touch with a number of the executives from, well, we've got in touch with Tiger Brands and RCL Foods. At this point, no one is speaking at the moment. They have issued a statement, which I'll read shortly, and we are anticipating a press conference to be held by Tiger Brands later this afternoon. But this is what Tiger Brands have said via SENS, as well as through a public press statement. Food safety remains the highest priority at Tiger Brands, where we will always place consumers' health and safety above all else. Therefore, we can confirm that we have, with immediate effect, undertaken a full national recall of the affected Enterprise ready-to-eat meat product range. That was a statement by Lawrence McDougall, the CEO at Tiger Brands. In addition, they have suspended operations at their Enterprise manufacturing facilities, which is in Polokwane, the one that's been deemed by the Department of Health as the source of the Listerosis outbreak, as well as Germiston. They have also said to, just a reminder to consumers, as per the Minister of Health's instructions, Tiger Brands advises consumers to remove any Enterprise ready-to-eat products from their fridges and place them in a plastic bag away from other products. We are working on a process on how to engage with consumers around the recall and will revert as soon as possible. Now, I checked my fridge for these products this morning, but of course many of us will have domestics and other people that stay with us that maybe have bought the products. It's worthwhile obviously just checking and removing those products from other sources or other food products. Tiger Brands share price down 8% to 390 Rand at the moment. I just want to read you the statement from RCL Foods. The company can confirm that its Volva Hook processing plant has taken the precautionary measure to suspend all production of RCL Foods Rainbow Polony brand. Additionally, it is in the process of recalling all Rainbow Polony products from its entire customer base. This is despite the fact that the results from testing of its Polony product is still pending. In line with the Department of Health's announcement, it must be highlighted that the specific strain of the pathogen responsible for the outbreak has not been isolated to the Volva Hook facility. All right, RCL Foods now down 3.5% in morning trade. Obviously, stay tuned, and we will be certainly on MoneyWeb platforms and our radio shows later this evening. We will be carrying stories around how that story unfolds and breaks. We've got some other news in the market today. Capitec providing a trading statement advising that headline earnings per share for the year ending February will be 16 to 19% higher than the previous year. Capitec's share price is up 3% to 867.50. Astral Foods says that its headline earnings per share for the 6 months ending March 2018 are expected to be 410% higher than the previous corresponding period. The shares have risen 1.5% in morning trade. So that is the news breaking in the markets today. When we come back, we'll be talking to Marafi Resources.
MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors. Through our Click and Advisor offering, advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. To find out more, visit www.moneyweb.co.za.
Right, you're back with MoneyWeb at Midday Show today. Marafi Resources announced full year results to December, which saw headline earnings vault 72% to 36 cents a share on the back of record ferrochrome production. The share price is nearly 2% higher. And joining me now on the telephone is its CEO Zanele Matlala and its CFO Kajal Basesa. Good Good afternoon, ladies. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Warren. We are good.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Fantastic results today. I just had a quick squiz at them. Obviously, record production from the increased record ferrochrome production that's allowed you to not only declare higher earnings, but also a higher dividend. Perhaps just speaking to you first, Anele, you've increased the dividend far in excess of your earnings, the dividend going up 151%, the total dividend, to 301 million rand. You're obviously very satisfied with that result. Just give us your reaction to those numbers that you've posted today.
Thanks, Warren. You are right. I mean, we've had very good results with new records for chrome ore and ferrochrome production, revenue and EBITDA. And of course, we have declared a dividend of 9 cents per share. That is the final dividend. So if you combine it with the interim dividend, it's 12 cents for the year. And that is informed by our dividend policy, where we've stated from about 12 months ago to say we will pay 30%, at least 30% of headline earnings per share, and to the extent that there's additional cash that the business doesn't require, then we would pay a special dividend. So for this period, we've actually paid 32.5% of headline earnings.
Okay, that's fantastic. I saw that the record production, you came in, I think, 2,000 tons higher than 2016. Is there any more scope to increase production of either ferrochrome or chrome?
Yes, there is scope, even though limited. What we generally guide is that we would produce about 85% of installed capacity. So currently, it was 82%, so there is room to produce slightly more.
Okay, great. And then perhaps if you can just kind of round it out for us, the amount of cash you generated was incredible. Your cash generation from operating activities rose by 179%, and that's left you in a very envious position where you've got net cash of 600 million rand. Is there plans to spend that on capex and or further investments in the business in the year ahead?
Well, and there is a plan in terms of obviously our dividend policy of at least 30% of headline earnings, which we have largely paid. But what we do is in the business we forecast and ensure for 6 months ahead at least we have sufficient cash to from a working capital and sustaining capex and Marafi head office level to keep us going.
Okay, that was obviously Kajal answering that question there. I just wanted to get a sense from you around the prices moving forward. I know that the benchmark ferrochrome price is set quarterly. How did prices perform last year, and how is the first quarter of this year? And I think you may even have the prices for the second quarter of the year relative to what you enjoyed or what you received last year.
Okay, we don't have the prices for the second quarter of this year yet, but for at least the first 2 months of this year, prices have held up from the recovery that we experienced towards the end of last year. Obviously, the other side of it is that the rand has strengthened, but we encouraged by the prices that have kind of held up in the first 2 months.
Okay, great. Just one other question around the costs. Your production cost increased by 9% a ton. I know electricity is a massive component of your costs. How have you been able to manage that, and what net increases are you expecting in your cost of electricity moving forward this year?
Okay, so effective 1 April 2017, electricity only went up by 2.2%. And going forward for 2018, effective 1 April, the NERSA has only granted Eskom an increase of 5.3%. So that's, you know, what will be in our costs for 2018. But what is important is that over the years, we've invested in projects like Line 1 and Line 2, which is a lot more energy efficient. So for us, when electricity prices are going up, it just gives us that added advantage in that the gap widens. As you know, we the lowest cost producer in South Africa, and because we're much more energy efficient, especially in those projects, it just, you know, gives us that advantage.
Okay, great. And those are upgrades to line one and line two smelters, which are a lot more efficient, as you pointed out, than what's available in the rest of the South African market. Certainly, that's come to an end. So that is complete now.
Yes, those are complete. I mean, line one was completed a long time ago, but line two was completed in about 2013, 2014. So they fully on stream now.
Okay, great. Well, those were fantastic results. I'd like to thank Zanele Matlala and Kajal Basesa for speaking to us today, and we look forward to engaging with you in the future.
Thank you very much, Warren.
All right. Thanks, ladies. That was Zanele Matlala, the CEO, and Kajal Basesa, the CFO of Marafi Resources. Right, time to have a little look at the market there. You saw some of the pain that has been taken on the Tiger Brands and RCL food prices. The JSE All Share today is up nearly, over 0.75%, currently at trading at 58,237 points. And it's green across the bourse, with industrials up 0.75%, financials up 1%. Gold mining up almost 0.75%, as is resources. Interesting just to see how the trading in shares by value is proceeding. Tiger Brands changing hands, the second most traded share on the JSE today, 357 million rands worth of shares there. And then just behind that, FirstRand, those are both after Naspers, of course, which is usually the perpetual dominator at the top of the table. The currency taking a little bit of pain again, probably many miners being thankful for that, because one of the things that certainly in all the ramaphoria that's taken place is just how much damage has been done to our mining sector following the strengthening of the rand. The ZAR is currently trading almost 0.75% weaker against the US dollar at 11.96. It's down over 1% against the pound at 16.52, and against the euro it shed over 1% to trade at 14.73. Not much help from the gold price, but it's up nonetheless, up almost 0.75% to $1,325. But platinum marginally weaker today at $966 an ounce. Palladium taking larger losses, almost 2% weaker at $991 an ounce. Here to discuss the markets with me is Simon Brown from Just One Lap. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
So a little, very rude shock, I think, for two listed food companies today. We're trying to establish just exactly when Tiger Brands found out that they knew that the Department of Health had deemed that this facility in Polokwane was the source of this listeriosis outbreak. What should investors do in these stocks, Simon?
I think, Warren, be careful. I mean, the truth is that they both come out with sense announcements. They're recalling stock. The issue is twofold. I mean, if we take Tiger Brands, what they call their meat section, processed meats, it's about 7% of revenue, about 2% of operating profit last year. That operating profit has dropped from around 4% of the group. So in the big picture, it's relatively small for Tiger Brands. But there's two points that come to it. One is if there's any legal issues around it, and you're talking about perhaps when they knew, and even if the first they found out was yesterday, questions are going to be raised about how this was able to continue in their plant from August of last year. Is there any culpability, particularly for the lives, more than 100 lives that have been lost? So, what are the legal costs going to be? The second point is going back to brand, and particularly in the products that have been recalled from Tiger Brands, there's other brands on the market. And I was looking over yesterday at some examples out of the U.S. where brands had similar problems, and it was exceedingly difficult for them to recover. So this is not necessarily just a one-off. And when I'm talking the brand, I'm talking at the enterprise level, not at the Tiger Brands sort of head office level. So it's not going to be necessarily massive in terms of the brand directly. There's certainly some potential legal costs. But I think this is, if you remember, the bread-fixing crisis of almost 10 years ago. It's probably less of a scandal in some senses, albeit lives are lost. So if I were an investor, I'd tread cautiously. I wouldn't be rushing in right now. but I wouldn't necessarily be panicking. It's unquantified, but it's not, someone over the weekend said, is this our next spin-off? Short answer, no, it's not our next spin-off.
Yes, I mean, it is a very tricky situation. I mean, the bread cartel was slightly different because no one lost their lives here. And there is obviously these things break out from time to time, but I suppose it's up to the authorities to establish whether this was as a result of negligence on the part of Enterprise and whether or not just how far back they sort of knew this, if at all. So still lots to run. I think it's just going to be unfurling as we continue there. But Simon, just to get to touch on something I mentioned just in the wake of those results from Merafe, in all this positive spirit that we've had since the ANC elective conference, we have some very marginal minds in this country, and a strong rand coming as quickly and adjusting as quickly as it has is quite a shock to the mining industry.
It absolutely is, and yeah, mining is not as big as it used to be in its heyday, but still an important part of our GDP. And it's one of the problems of investing in miners. They are price takers at two levels. And we were just chatting with Merafe, and it's the same across all the miners. You're price taker at the commodity level, and then, of course, you're price taker at the currency fluctuations. My sense certainly is we've seen some weakness now. We were down to 11.52 when President Ramaphosa was giving his new cabinet. Just ahead of that, we breached 12.02 earlier today. That's quite a big move. In part, I think, a bit of the enthusiasm bubbling out of our market. I also think we're seeing some dollar strength, probably some concerns around the land debate. But I still, my sense is that longer term, we're going to see a stronger currency. And I think 11 for dollars, pretty much certain. The question is how far into the tens do we go? And that does put a lot of the miners under the cosh. And my sense is always that, you know, when the times are good and the rand is out at 16 or 18, they need to position themselves and you know, get into the position for stronger currency. But I do think we're going to see more of it, and it's going to hurt, particularly the platinum miners. You're not seeing the benefit of increased platinum price. Palladium's helped, but we are mostly platinum producers, yeah. And it's going to start hurting some of those miners in the local space quite significantly if this rand continues to strengthen. It's already down from an average of around 13 odd last year, and it's going to hurt results.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Simon, but always good chatting. We'll catch up with you a bit later.
Perfect. Cheers, Warren.
That was Simon Brown, the founder of Just One Lap. This show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business.
Numerology studies tell us that numbers have symbolic meaning. Number 8 stands for success, 4 is stability, and 3 represents advantage. These qualities, over and above trust, ethics, and leadership, are embraced by CASA, the leading accounting, auditing, and tax business designation, underpinned by ethical standards, delivering responsible business leadership to take your business to number 1. Because business is more than just numbers. CASA, leaders in business.
Right, and that's a wrap from us at the MoneyWeb at Midday team. Remember, our English and Afrikaans speaking radio shows kick off at 6 p.m. this evening on RSG and SAFM respectively. And of course, we will be breaking more news and keeping you up to date as to the developments around this listeriosis outbreak. Until the same time tomorrow, cheers for now.